Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. Hope you're blessed this morning as you rise in your head and your mind is clear. As you take in the precious word of God this morning, I do want to greet you in Jesus' name, in his power and his might. Today I would like to read some verses off Luke 17. Luke 17, verse 1 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones.'" Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass thee against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day, turns again to thee, and says, "I repent," you should forgive him. I'll stop there and speak a few moments on that, and then I'll read the next five verses also. Forgiveness. Offense. Most of us have already experienced offense. There's repercussions in our hearts that take place when we are offended. Some of us are easy to be offended, and the others are less likely to be offended, but generally speaking, everyone at some point will become offended about something. Jesus said it is impossible, but that offenses will come. In this sense, though he was talking about people who were going to hold back or do things contrary to the gospel truth and actually detour others, from the truth. And he said, it is better for a man that he would just take a millstone around his neck and be dumped into the sea than for him to offend a little one. May the Lord help us never to offend in this way. There's something that God wants to happen, and that is that you get through past those offensive stumbling blocks, the things that want to hold you in darkness, to get through to the other side. For your alternative is to remain in a dark place. Without liberty. Without a pure heart. May the Lord lead us. May he teach us And give us that Holy Spirit guidance through all these things. Help us to keep pure hearts that we may not offend another little one who is seeking. Most of us have been led astray or led into darkness by others who were unknowingly doing it. But if you're on here listening, there's a high likelihood that you've come past all those things yet. Don't be offended. Take heed to yourselves. If a brother trespass against thee 7 times, in a day, and he repents, forgive him. Why? Why is the Lord stressing how much to forgive? Everyone has different experiences, but there are days when maybe if your spouse is not doing well that day, she could offend you or he could offend you more than once. And the argument of mankind is, I just got done trying to get through the last one. And here it is again. Here it is again. Offended. A heart of forgiveness. A heart of forgiveness is the best way. It is the way of life, the way of joy and peace. Because forgiveness is truly the way of love. And Jesus was very clear, and he did not speak a long time during this course, but he definitely was clear. To deal with it, to be liberated, to walk in this perfect love of forgiveness. This is the key to surviving through any relationship. Even it's the key to the health of your bones. We have two alternatives, or one alternative other than forgiveness, and that is grudging hatred. And this is destructive. This will grind and grind and grind and grind until a man falls over to his death. It's an ugly scene, ugly picture, ugly words, ugly hearts. May the Lord help us this morning. To have freedom. Just want to give you that thought this morning. May you joy in the Holy Spirit and walk in the light with a free course towards thy brothers and thy family and thy friends and thy co-workers, my fellow laborers. May the Lord bless your day.